Psalms, Week 1, Day 2, David and the Style of the Psalms. David wrote about the Lord while writing about himself. Doctrine of the Lord 44 says, "He who knows that the Lord is meant by David may know why David so frequently wrote about the Lord in his Psalms while writing about himself," as in Psalm 89. Portions of which now follow. Psalm 89, verse 3. "I have cut a covenant with my chosen. I have promised to David, my servant. Even to eternity, I will establish thy seed and build up thy throne to generation and generation, Selah. And the heavens shall confess thy wonders, O Yehovah, thy faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones." Jumping ahead to verse 19, "Then thou didst speak in vision to thy merciful ones, and didst say, I have bestowed help on one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With the oil of my holiness I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Yea, my arm shall encourage him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And I will set his hand in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He will call to me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him to eternity, and my covenant shall be constant for him, and his seed I will set up forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. Once I have promised by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall be to eternity, and his throne as the sun in my presence. As the moon it shall be established to eternity, and as a faithful witness in the ether, Selah." Now these parts of the psalm that we just read, they, in the Prophets and Psalms text, they pertain to the glorification of the human of the Lord, or its union with the divine, the human being represented by David, my servant, and the divine represented by Yehovah, who is making promises with David in this psalm. The other main topic is celebration and worship of the Lord, and redemption and salvation by the Lord. Now we come to passage in the Arcana about the four styles of the word. There are in the word in general four different styles. The first style is that of the most ancient church. Their mode of expression was such that when they mentioned earthly and worldly things, they thought of the spiritual and heavenly things which they represented. Therefore, they not only expressed themselves by representatives, but also formed them into a kind of historical series in order to give them more life. And this was to them delightful in the very highest degree. Such representatives are called, in the Psalms of David, dark sayings of old, in Psalm 78. Moses had these particulars concerning the creation story, the Garden of Eden, etc., down to the time of Abram, from the descendants of the most ancient church. The second style is historical, which is found in the books of Moses from the time of Abram onward, and in the books of Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and the Kings. In these books, the historical facts are just as they appear in the sense of the letter, and yet they all contain, in both general and particular, quite other things in the internal sense, of which, by the Lord's mercy, in their order, more will be said in the following pages. The third style is the prophetical one, which was born of that style which was so highly venerated in the most ancient church. This style, however, is not in a connected and historical form, a story form, like the most ancient style, but it is broken up and is scarcely ever intelligible except in the internal sense, in which are the deepest arcana, which follow in beautiful connected order. And they relate to the external and internal man, to the many states of the church, to heaven itself, and in the inmost sense, to the Lord. The fourth style is that of the Psalms of David, which is intermediate between the prophetical style and that of common speech. There, the Lord is treated of in the internal sense under the person of David as a king. Questions and comments. Number one, we can read Psalm 89 as Yehovah speaking to David, promising that he and his descendants will always be king. Try reading it thinking of Yehovah speaking to Jesus, that is, the Lord's divine soul speaking to his human nature. Number two, we can see the Lord and his states on earth, especially in the Psalms. This is something to look for as you read the Psalms. Number three, do these verses from Psalm 89 remind you of any New Testament stories? Number four, which of the word's four styles suits you best at this stage of your life?